Told you one time the people at my wife's church asked me where I speak one Sunday. I was like, my wife was like, do y'all know who y'all asking? You gonna ask me to speak? Me? I swear to God. And I was just like, yo, I told the man, I said, man, I can't do this, man. Like, y'all don't want to get me up in there, man. No.
Not the dude.
Yeah, get up there, slip, cussing word, come out. I'd be like on Vampire in Brooklyn. Ass is good.
Ass is good and evil is good. You get yourself a piece of evil ass. Woo!
Hello. You are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. The People's Champion, and Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast episode 252. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, aka the Boss Kick Ross, and I'm sitting in with the homie King Germ today. Say what's good to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, aka the most slandered, aka King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka the love child of Destiny and Sapphire. What's up? I'm in the building.
I forgot one of my AKAs, aka Jack Swagless.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you know, it is what it is, man. Kicks of the day, I just went to the gym. I wore the LeBron, the What the LeBron 12s, I believe that is.
Oh, man.
Patches and all that shit on there.
Whoa, big money.
Nah, man, I got those in the outlet. That was the first outlet cop, man. I got those for like $150.
Dang. This nigga said that was a steal, and he got them for $150.
Yeah, because the shoe was $250 when it dropped.
No name, man. So look, that's the rich nigga talking, man.
I wasn't doing that, but the $150, I was like, yeah, I could do this one, man. We have a great week and a great show ahead of us, bruh. Steel Country's back. Better Call Saul is back.
Whoa, hold on. Steel Country came back on this week?
Came back on, brother.
It's not on fucking Esquire, like online?
I randomly caught it after watching, that was Monday, so Raw went off, and it just kept rolling. So, I don't know what happened. I know it was on Raw. Like, the first episode was on Raw. It was on USA. So, after Raw went off, I was sitting here, and the shit was rolling, so I just watched it.
That's some bullshit, because I've been waiting all week. Looking for Steel Country. I even went to the website TV that where I watch every Friday night types, and it's not on there. The only episode they got is episode one from May last year, and I'm just like, man, it's some bullshit. Now I'm behind. It is some bullshit.
It's really weird because I went ahead, so I was watching it on my computer because, like I said, I was working, and I was like, okay, well, I guess it's on the DVR. It's not on the DVR, so it was like a random one off.
Oh my God! So you said it came on USA.
It was on USA. Raw went off and it was on. It came on after Raw. Like, so I think Christy Knows Best or some shit like that came on after Raw. I went to get something to eat, came back, and Steel Country was on.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's the same thing I said. So I don't even have the recap. It's not even worth talking about. I guess we should just roll right into the TV talk. It's not even worth really talking about because you ain't see it and I want to ruin it. But I do want to tell you that the coach of the blue and white team, was it Valley City or some shit like that?
Central Valley.
He moved up.
Oh, so his son moved up. Let me guess. His son moved up.
I'll remember. I know he's coaching the league up.
Let me ask you a question. Did he keep his word to the white guy? That he was like, hey, we'd love to have you over here.
I don't remember seeing him on the team. So that dude might be coaching the smaller team, but they moved up to midget now. Mm-hmm. And they was disrespecting him before the game. First, I mean, in this show, like, I think they show some teams have two games.
Yeah.
Like, this is why we like Steel Country, because they're not fucking around. This is about football. And yes, the coaches were disrespecting the shit out of him. They was like, yeah, he got all those championships down there, but this is midget. 28-0 don't mean nothing up here. I said, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Can I give you one good spoiler?
All right, spoil it, man. That's what I get for not watching. Spoil that shit, nigga.
I got to give you one good spoiler, man. He lost the first game.
Wow.
His team was getting their ass kicked, bruh.
Damn, like, coach.
They was getting their ass kicked and getting injured. The players, and this might not even be on his team, but the other players, I forget another team, they were getting their ass whooped, and they were like, why don't we just quit instead of everybody getting hurt?
What?
That's how bad it was. Motherfuckers was getting slammed.
Damn.
Yeah, Steel Country is the win. Steel Country is the win, bro. All right. Now, it's the first episode, but usually the first episode tends to set the tone for shit.
Yes, sir.
And this one, literally, I think Central Valley might have played two games on this episode. Like, this was football, football, football.
Jesus. That's what I love. Damn. Hey, right, I'm going to find this shit after this motherfucking show. Fuck that.
It was definitely a good look. Black Ink brings up a very interesting topic.
Hey, I did see like half of Black Ink. I ain't going to say half. I seen a third, but I seen enough of it to know. Like, wow.
Go ahead, tell them the wow, because I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same shit.
So I was watching it, you know, Young Bae looking all nice, looking all thick and Asian or Korean, wherever she is.
Right.
You know, so she and the little dude, the gold teeth, the one we ain't seen do a tattoo, the new dude at the shop.
I think his name is Kevin or some shit like that.
Huh?
I think his name is Kevin or some shit like that.
Yeah, Kevin, yeah. They go out in the little, they went out to a little hookah bar, they sitting around, Kevin feeling all on her, and then Donna shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, damn. She's like, yo, what you doing here? She's like, Kevin invited me. So I'm like, damn. You on a date and you invite Donna?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was Donna and a plus one. Donna had bought some fucking dirty look. That nigga like he stink, bro. Like, I ain't even on front. That nigga look dirty, like he stink. Like, he got the same jeans on for 4 days. Like, yo. Like, he just looked dirty, I mean.
He had tattoos all over his face.
Tattoos everywhere, piercings everywhere, a split tongue. And then some suspect thing happened. What was the suspect thing you asked? He asked the dude, Kevin, to stick his finger up there, and he put on his tongue. That's all right. If you ever put your tongue on my finger, I'm laying you down right where you stand. It's all right. I don't give a fuck how many deadlifts you did that day. If your tongue touches my finger, it's all right. I'm putting you in the motherfucking ground.
So you
easy. They go for GQ Blue. And the reason why I use these niggas, because these niggas are like my family. So if these niggas can't do it, not no random nigga gonna do that shit.
You got to paint the picture, though, man. You hit the gas. Don't hit the gas pedal yet. So as they sat down, Donna goes and sits by Young Bae. The dude, I can't remember his name. By the time we get to show it, we'll probably know it. But the dude sat next to Kevin.
Yeah.
And so as they talking, the dude reaches up and touches his shorts, hand on his thigh. Like, what is this, satin? What material is this?
Yeah, asking about the shorts.
The issue was Kevin didn't flinch.
No, not at all.
Kevin didn't flinch. So the more they talked, the dude was like, he asked him something. The dude was like, well, you know, oh yeah, he showed him his tongue. And he's like, what's that for? Like, the girls get off on that? He's like, well, you know, you get to find out if need be. Kevin didn't flinch.
Yeah,
so we're like, okay. So now he says, you know, Donna's like, what is that split tongue? What do you use that for? And he's like, I'll show you. And he grabbed Kevin's hand. And this is when I thought Kevin was going to go in. He's like, no, let me show you. He put his hand up and then he licked around his finger. So I'm like, okay, so this is weird. So then the motherfucker reaches over and said, you want to go get a drink? And Kevin leaves with the dude.
To go get a drink. Now, they just sitting at the bar.
By themselves.
Chit-chatting.
Don and Young Bae is like, what the fuck is going on with this dude?
Bruh. Then your boy, tattoo man, piercing guy, split tongue, snake tongue, he reaches in and kisses Kevin on the cheek.
Kevin didn't flinch.
Didn't flinch. He was like, yo, you want to get out of here? He was like, let's go.
And that was the end of the date.
And I'm just like, yo.
They edited it away to spark this kind of conversation. Because the extra manly men, right? They're going to be like, nah, fuck that nigga. I would have whooped his ass, yada, yada, yada. All right? My question for you, Brother John.
All right. I don't give no editing, dog. He kissed him on the cheek. That's not an edit. He put his tongue on his finger. That's not an edit.
No, but what I'm saying is they put it together so that we would have this conversation.
Yes.
Talking about, you know, being gay and what bisexual and all this other shit. All these other labels we use. My question to you is, as a straight heterosexual man, are you offended if a gay man gives you a compliment?
No, not at all. It just, as long as you respectful with it. You say, yo, man, that ass sitting right. Yeah, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. I mean, you know, keep it respectful. You're like, yo, man, I like your hair, or Or like, yo, you got a nice haircut, or you look, you know, you dress, oh, look at you looking nice today. I can accept that. But if you step across the line, like, ooh, you got some strong arms, and you know, something like that, nah, we got a problem.
So what's the problem with him saying that and you just correcting him? So if he said, you know, that ass isn't right, you're like, hey, man, I don't swing that way. And then that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, and it's disrespectful. I don't think you should say that to a woman.
Mm, good point.
I mean, you know, you can think it in your head, but don't say it to her. You can be like, yo, that's... I mean, you can say it to the nigga standing beside you. It could even be a stranger. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's right. You know what I'm saying? But don't say it to her. You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying? That's disrespectful.
Gotcha. That's a good point. I've seen a lot of topics, and like I said, I don't believe that I'm savvy enough or intelligent enough to have all these conversations on the internet, but I've seen this topic of toxic masculinity floating around, and it's centered around that movie Moonlight. Mm-hmm. I think you've seen Moonlight.
Seen it.
I don't know, like, maybe you have a perspective on it. I don't understand how all this works, and I haven't done the research. So, you know, let me say it that way. But the toxic masculinity, it feels like this would be that kind of topic. Like, if a dude gives you a compliment or even comes up to you and tries to flirt with you, does that automatically mean that you need to whoop his ass?
Nah. Because, I mean, he's shooting his shot, but you just got to let him know, like, whoa, bro, like, pump your brakes, man.
I lived in Atlanta, too, so.
Yeah, but if they get pushy with it, then yeah, and then I might have to go hands with it. But, you know, gay dudes not like, I mean, I don't think there's no aggressive gay dudes like that. Like, you know, I've seen more gay women try to turn a girl gay than mm-hmm. I've seen gay men try to turn a straight man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like they curious, that's one thing, but just a straight up like, yo, I'm going to stay on this nigga every day till he fucking flip. Nah, dudes don't do that. I believe it's girl, like, you're in jail, maybe, but on the streets, nah. But the gay girls, oh, that's their thing right there.
Nah, man, that's not gay. That's jail. You out here fucking the dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
That episode is never not going to be funny, bro. You gay as hell. Man, if y'all haven't seen Atlanta, you might as well go back and watch, because we got another, what, year before it comes back?
Yeah, man. Wow. Thanks to fucking some movie called Star Wars that I never heard of.
It's falling off hard, too. But this episode, I guess the only other thing that I want to comment on is C's opening up Black Ink in Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, so you, yeah, that's right. You didn't watch the whole episode. You didn't see the whole episode. So C's, you know, Kit got mad at him and Sky got mad at him. We saw that in the last episode. C's goes over to Sky's house and he's like, yo, I need you back. Yada, yada, yada. What about making you the general manager of Black Ink Atlanta?
Yeah, that means I gotta fucking leave. Sky, you come down Atlanta with them fucking antics, you're gonna get your fucking ass beat. Just gonna let you know that now. Nick, keep going, my bad.
No, I mean, that's a good point. Look, I follow some Atlanta tattoo artists and some dope-ass Atlanta tattoo shops. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Black Ink with Sky is gonna fit in. Now, I don't live in Atlanta, so take this for what it is. I don't know how it's gonna fit into the Atlanta scape. Like, the artscape down there and the art scope down there is a lot different than what I've seen in New York.
Exactly.
And them niggas not doing a bunch of lettering tattoos.
Mm-mm.
It's artists in Atlanta, bruh.
I need you to draw my little brother, my dead homie, all that shit.
They get it in Atlanta.
And a pixel album cover on my back, nigga.
Hey, and I'll even put the shop out there, you know. Props to City of Ink. Props to Black Owl Tattoo. They doing some work down there, bruh. My tattoo that I have on my right arm with the lions and the flowers and shit, that mm-hmm. was done by an artist that works for Black Owl Tattoo right now. So,
how many tattoos you got, Saul, right?
So, my right forearm is done. I don't know if you count that as one piece, but it was two sessions. And then I have one on my left arm. So, there's just three.
Oh, okay.
But my right forearm is pretty much done.
Okay. So, thinking about getting a tattoo, man. Is it sus for me to get, like, I want to get the Florida Gator, on my arm, on my leg, somewhere. I want to get a Florida Gator tattoo. I want to get like a football with a coach's hat and a whistle. Something, you know, since I'm a football coach, and I think I'm going to do that for a while. I want to get something like that. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what else. I think I don't want the Black Jesus no more. I don't want Black Jesus no more.
You're not even Christian.
That's why I said I don't want Black Jesus no more, man.
Wait, why did you even want Black Jesus?
I seen a picture of a black Jesus with dreads, and that she used to be like, yo, that shit live, nigga. And I was like, yo, that'd be a dope tat, but, you know.
I don't think anything's suspect. You get tattooed what you want to get tattooed.
I'm going to get a nappy afro tattoo. I'm going to get my wife. I got to get something for her, man. She don't think I love her until I get a tattoo, man. She like, that would just make her day. And I told her, as soon as I get it, you know what I'm saying, that's when you're going to get rid of me. Watch.
Hey, my wife was shook because her name is on my arm.
Okay.
She was shook. She was like, you went and got, like, I guess it was the same thing, the doom and gloom type shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, bro, it's 13 years. We've been in this shit 13 years.
I know, right? Like, ain't going nowhere. Like, what the fuck? You took all of my game from me. Why would I leave? Like,
Jack
I can't.
Swagger started with you. It's over exactly. For me. So, yeah. Man,
I got my first RIP for the show, man. RIP to my nappy afro armband, man. This shit snapped yesterday, man.
Damn. You had that shit for like 4 years? 5 years?
I don't know how. Yeah, it's been a while, man. And this shit done snapped. And I used to wear it every day, and I looked at my arm today, and it reminded me I ain't have it on there, man. I looked at it, and I was like, ain't got my nappy afro thing on my arm, man. I just, oh, my God.
Be easy, man. We got to get another order in, bro.
We got to get some more, man. Like, this, man.
Got to get them in, man. I guess that you said RIP, even though it's not really.
That's my first RIP. Let me just, like, look, you can't even see that. It was just a black band. You couldn't even see it say nappy afro on the
motherfucker. Damn. Can we do a legit RIP since you mentioned that?
That's a legit RP. Who died, sorry?
Charlie Murphy, man.
Charlie Murphy.
Darknesses. I didn't know he was fighting cancer.
Hey, man.
I know you see, like, when you see black people, sometimes they extra skinny. You like, hey, you sick? But he apparently had a battle.
What's going on?
Yeah, he apparently had a battle going on, and he lost at 54?
57.
Lost his life. He lost his battle to cancer. Man, cancer's a bitch.
Yeah, man, fuck cancer. Go ahead and say that.
Yeah, fuck but, cancer.
But I respect the way he went out because I do the same thing. I'm not telling nobody. I'm be out here recording Frocast, coughing like a motherfucker. You're like, damn, what the fuck wrong with Jern? Then next week, you saw Reagan, I'm like, yo. Yo, like, who knew? Like, I didn't know shit. Like, I'm not telling nobody nothing. I'm just going to die, nigga. Like, I'm not. I don't want no fucking sympathy and none shit like that, man.
It's weird because I've heard people say that they knew. And I'm like, he was shooting a show he was on Power. He was supposed to be on Power season 4, and they didn't know. So how the fuck your regular ass know?
Niggas be lying, sorry. You got to understand it, man.
Yeah, man. There's no way.
I knew. I seen that nigga at the comedy club, man. Like, someone right in the ass to me. He told me. Like, why would he tell you?
Nah, you don't know, bro. Is that it for Black Ink? I mean, we kind of squeezed that in, but is that it for Black Ink? Was there anything else?
You tell me, man. I ain't get to watch it.
You got to see that. I mean, you know, Donna and Walter made up with Oh Shit. You know, because Oh Shit was mad at him. I don't know. I think he still works at the shop. Yeah, he was doing the tattoo, so he still works at the shop. They went and apologized and brought him back in, and he was doing the tattoo and shit. Some more letters, of course.
Of course, letters.
And then at the end of the episode, he had to rush to the hospital because Nikki texted him and said that, you know, she was in the emergency room, and that was kind of,
she was having a baby
or something, or miscarriage because she was turned on her side. Huh?
He was like, but baby, you just found out she was pregnant.
Hey. We're gonna get the story on her, Nikki. We're gonna get the tea on Nikki one way or the other. That was pretty much it, you know what I'm saying? Duchess was in the club. So Duchess, that other tattoo artist that kept getting the fights, what was her name? A1 with the little curly A1. Hair.
Misty or something like that.
So apparently her and Duchess had beef the first time, which is why when she came back they was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden Duchess is cool with her and invited her to some other little party and shit and offered her a job. Duchess fake as fuck, bro.
No, I mean, no, that is typical female moves. Like, females would be friends with girls and hate on another girl that's not friends with them. But they'll fall out, and then one of the girls will go hang with the girl they was talking shit about, and then just, I mean, that's what females do. Mm, like,
good point.
Females, I see why females are not friends with each other after a certain age. Like, that shit, like, oh my God. Like, niggas can be friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
Females, oh man. Like, they had their one or two friends they be cool with, but it ain't like niggas. Like, I can sit here and say, but I got like 7 real nigga friends. Like, yo, like, to the, you know what I'm saying? But girls, hell nah. They got 1 or 2.
At my age, bro, I don't really fuck with women who can't have women as friends. Like, I understand if you don't hang around a lot of women just because your circles don't move like that. But if you don't have a girlfriend, something about you ain't right.
What they say? What they always say? Now, I don't hang around.
I'll get around. Yeah, I don't get around. I don't get along.
Too much stuff going.
Nah, that means you got some shit about you that ain't right. And I can't fuck with you, man. Real talk. So, yeah, here's the other shit that's kind of interesting. If you're not following Melody on Instagram, she's good to follow because she puts up Instagram stories and shit live while she's watching the show.
Oh, shit.
So she's watching the show and she said, Duchess, what was that shit you said about Sky? If I knew you said that at the table, I wouldn't have been there with your ass. That was unnecessary and foul and yada, yada, yada. Here's the problem. The only thing Duchess said outside of the dinner table was, Sky don't give a shit about nothing else like she don't give a shit about her kids.
Damn.
Which is foul as fuck. But she said similar shit at the table with Melody. So it's like Melody was trying to distance herself from that conversation, but she said that shit to you.
Mm-hmm.
She said at the table, she was like, yeah, you know, Sky doing all this and she always talking. That bitch ain't my friend. Just like she always bringing them kids up. She ain't they friend. She said it at the table.
Damn.
So Duchess went in on that. She offered A1 a job, and apparently A1 is going to take it. Duchess was also in the club getting busy with some dude. Like, she ain't fucked, but she was kissing and making out with the little motherfucker.
That's her boyfriend.
Still?
That's the one that she was, he played for the Panthers.
Yeah, so she's still with him.
He don't start or nothing, but he played for the Panthers.
He got a job, you know what I'm saying? League minimum was like, what, $250?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes.
If he got signed for the practice squad, he got to be making like $250.
Practice squad niggas make like 70 grand a week.
Shit. I need to get on a practice squad somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't need the limelight. Let me be the practice squad dude. I'll take that shit.
No, did I say 70 grand a week? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. 70, 80 grand the whole fucking season. My bad.
I still take that.
Yeah. That ain't bad. I mean, you know, you just got to live within your means. It's more than what you was making.
Niggas, more than I make now. I will take a practice squad job. Let me see what the Cowboys up to.
I seen Cam Newton this weekend.
Doing what?
He had we had a 707 tournament down here the past weekend, and I had just left Checkers. Got me a motherfucking, well, it don't matter what I got. But I'm sitting in the car eating, and all of a sudden I see this GMC, this black GMC truck roll up with a big ass Superman emblem on the front where it would have been a GMC, you know what I'm saying? So then on the back, another Superman, a big ass silver Superman. So I'm looking, inside, nigga playing that Rick Ross, Summer 17. I was on the phone with Beezy, matter of fact. And I was like, Beezy, oh shit, it's Cam Newton.
Damn.
And then he was like, for real? I said, man, it's Cam looking right at him. And I was like, look, I'm hanging up, I'm gonna call you back. Cause I got like a little fanboy in me, man. You
fanned out a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to run up on him, but then the light turned green and he dipped on me. So I was like, well, maybe that was for the best for both of us.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to take that picture, bro.
I mean, I would do it for my son. My son is his favorite athlete in the world.
Still? I thought he switched over.
Nah, man. He ain't loyal, man. LeBron and Cam Newton, man, run his world, man. Them two niggas, man. Like,
shit, they're about the same height. I can't be mad at him.
Hey, man, damn sure is. I mean, I know why he like Cam, man. Cam got his daddy birthday, man. The two favorite dudes in the world got the same birthday, man, you know.
Hey, that's a win, man. I can't be mad at that. We kind of mentioned Steel Country. That was pretty much it for Black Game. Better Call Saul.
Back.
I need you to do this recap. And the reason why is because I tried to watch it twice and I fell asleep both times.
God damn it, Saul Ray. You can listen to Life is Good, but you can't watch Better Call Saul.
Well played, sir.
I mean, damn. But yeah, anyway, Better Call Saul came back and kind of picked off where it left off. It picked up. Mike was about to shoot somebody. I can't remember who it was. I think it was one of them twins. Yeah. And somebody put a note on his car and was like, don't. So Mike, that sent Mike into the fucking tizzy. So he rips the car apart. Finds out that somebody put a tracker on his car. So Mike, you know, the crafty person he is, he gets a tracker for the tracker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, dude sits up all night. Dude just so happened to come by that night.
Of course.
Yeah. So Mike, he hops off in the car. He go follow the guy. Jimmy, they pick up at the part where his brother had illegally taped him admitting to committing a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's inadmissible in court, you know what I'm saying? Like, Chuck think he really got something. So fuck Chuck. Chuck's still a fuck boy. And then, like, oh, girl, she feeling bad about the way Jimmy fucking did the, you know, swindled, made, you know, made Chuck like he was crazy when he changed the date on the thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the address, and to get that account. So she don't really feel good about it. But, you know, she need to fucking work. And so she was stressing about the paperwork of fucking commas, semicolon, space, whatever. So that shit was weird. It was a real slow burn for the first episode. But that's the way the whole episode, the whole series is. It's like, it's a fucking New Mexico. Nothing's going on. Like, it's just, that's, it fucking fits the damn, excuse me, the atmosphere. So check it out. Your Saul is back, man. He's back.
I need old boy to come back. El Pollo Loco, what's his name?
Gus Fring.
I need Gus, like, by episode 3, because we going to see the Gus, the pre-crime Gus. It's going to suck a little bit. But by episode 3, I need him in there, because for me, this might be the last season for Better Call Saul.
Oh, my God.
This shit is too slow, bro. Like, I can't watch 9 episodes for the last 2 to be good.
First of all, Saul Wright called him in El Pollo Loco, which was somebody's name on state property.
oh, yeah, it was Pollos Hermanos, my bad.
Yes, man. Oh, shit. But yeah, man, I mean, just give it a shot, Saul Wright. It's a slow burn, man. Think of it as you listen to Life is Good. Matter of fact, play Life is Good while you watch it.
That's fucked up, man. You gonna let that album live, bro. He got another album coming out, too. You checking for it?
Did I check for his last 5 albums? Jesus, no. Godson, listen, Nas got 3 good albums, man. Three.
What 3? Illmatic.
Illmatic, Godson, and I Say It Was Written.
You just not gonna like
the rest of his catalog, man, is fucking recycled bin fodder.
Damn. Speaking of albums, K Dot's album is supposed to be coming out called Damn.
That's the name of it, Damn.
I think that's the, I mean, that's.
He released a track list, and it supposedly might come out tomorrow.
Who knows anymore? But K-Dot, I mean, there's some people saying that he's the best rapper alive right now.
Hey, man. The K-Dot fans feel that way.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of dudes out there that's putting together bars. You know, we need criteria before we say this kind of shit. Before you can just throw it out there. It's a lot of cats out there spitting that y'all don't talk about. Brother Ali is one of the dopest out there people don't talk about. Dave East is doing some amazing shit people don't talk about.
Dave East, okay. He just rapped over Future shit, right?
Yeah.
And Dave East thing is he's like, he boring to me. I respect, like, I hear a song with him on, I'll be like, yo, that's straight. Then I go try to listen to the whole album, and I'll be like, I can't do it. It's just, I don't get it.
Mixtape Dave is definitely doper. It has a little bit better edge. That last Davies album that came out, I forget the name of it. It's got some winners, but overall, it's not as dope as this mixtape shit. But it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of cats out there that's spitting. And every time somebody come out that's hot, we automatically, oh, this motherfucker's the best rapper alive. Like, just let that motherfucker burn for a little bit. But anyway. Are you looking forward to this K-Dot album now? I mean, it kind of died down a little
looking
bit.
Looking forward to it from from the hip hop, you know what I'm saying, aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? I like K-Dot, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not like, yo. Nah, because like I said, his last album was good, but it wasn't as good as people say it was. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, but
I feel the same way, by the way.
Yeah, Good Kid, Mad City still his best shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That shit goes. Like, I feel like I listen to that damn near every week, or at least part of it every week. I mean, you know the songs I really like on that motherfucker. I've mentioned those on several shows. I mean, this is episode 252. I'm sure that I mentioned that on at least 100 episodes. But we're going to get away from that. I guess this is kind of a segue that I didn't even see coming. Janet Jackson, since, you know, I said the K-Dot and Janet Jackson reference. Janet Jackson's leaving her husband after having the baby.
Mm. So
this is what, her third marriage? I don't
know. We know about when she married Jermaine Dupri.
I don't think they got married.
Okay.
I don't think they got married. So I don't know. But this is like the fifth time we've seen her run around Hollywood with somebody for a while. She was married to she was married to this dude for 5 years.
2 months.
Shut up, man. They was together for like 5 years. Oh, five years is too much. Okay, I'm about to say, nigga, it was longer than that. So she just had the baby, and now she is apparently seeking a divorce. Here's the backstory. This is the only reason why this shit is making noise. Wissam El Mana, was apparently rich, like billionaire rich.
Yeah.
Because of this divorce and their prenup, allegedly, she stands to make about $500 million.
She had to stay married at least 5 years.
It's a great benchmark. Allegedly, Janet at the time, or even now, is worth about $127 million, which is already a problem.
It come up.
But why is she only worth $127 million? You spent your whole life doing this.
She ain't writing her music. She's a great performer. All those, her concert, you got to pay 1,000 people. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, Janet got, it's a big production. You know what I'm saying? So all that money has to be recouped.
Yeah, but you got movies. You got,
she ain't starring no movies.
Tyler Perry movies?
Okay, yeah, that's going to pay you, what, $3 million max?
And then you got, you was on, was it Good Times?
Yeah. Yeah. You know you was eating off that show.
That's syndication, though. It's still on TV.
Yeah, syndication with Good Times, probably they pay them motherfuckers in food stamps,
God,
man.
God damn, man. I feel like Janet should be worth more than 127. But either way, now she's worth $500 million, apparently, after the divorce goes through. Is this fair or foul? Is this a problem?
Foul is a motherfucker, because it's like 5 years, 2 months, you had to stay married 5 years. Come on, man.
Then
it goes up because she got a baby during the situation, so she might get more.
I've got a feeling that this was kind of understood.
Understood? I married you. I just can't give away half $1 billion.
That might have been the contract, man. I don't know.
She's 50. This is not Pleasure Principal Janet Jackson. I'm not paying $500 million for this Janet Jackson. Are you crazy?
I'm not. You're 20 not.
Million. 20 million is all you could get from me.
This he's dude, 50. Hey. This dude is like an oil tycoon or some shit, right? $500 million, hey. This might have been understood.
Jesus Christ.
This might have been understood. He tried to, the way the story is written, he was trying to get real strict on his Muslim traditions, telling her what to wear and where she could perform. She already moved to London to be with his ass or some shit like that. And it just got too strict. Mama Jackson got worried about it. And then Janet said, okay, that's enough. Now we're going to get a divorce.
Damn.
Man, it is what it is, man. You hustle.
Why is your mama getting in your affairs and you 50 years old? You just as old as your mama.
Jesus Christ.
Can
you not slander Mama Jackson?
I'm not slander. I'm slandering Janet.
Hey, man. Somebody will pay.
Tell me what to do. Hell no. Nah. I'm 25.
You 25 this week?
Yes.
All right, man. Props
to Janet. I'll be my birthday next month, man. I'll be 25 next month, man.
God damn. I think he was 21 last year. The number's changing, man.
Man, it's 21 like 4 years ago, man.
Yeah,
come on.
I see you doing the math now, but that ain't the math you did last year, God damn it. So I don't know. Props to Janet or whatever. I don't really give a shit. Give us an album or shut up. Whatever.
No, I don't want a Janet album.
But you never wanted a Janet album.
Hey, look, Pleasure Principle, whatever album that was, and then she had the Rhythm Nation album after that, trash.
But so you don't like Janet or Velvet Rope?
Trash.
I feel like we had this conversation before. I'm not going there with you.
My sister gonna kill me.
I'm not going there with you. I guess we got to keep it on music so we get our checks, even though we're a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Tupac is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So the fuck what? What? It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why are we still pandering to this bullshit?
Tupac is an icon, a legend.
I don't give a shit. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's the only thing they got right now.
Then fix it. Fix it. There's no reason for us to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's stupid as shit.
They put all musicians in there.
Well, until you change it. Like, this is not a big deal.
So if they call it the Music Hall of Fame, you'll be fine with that.
Music Hall of Fame makes perfect sense. Hip-Hop Hall of Fame definitely should have its own thing.
If the people could quit arguing where it's going to be at, it's got to be in New York.
Where else would it be?
But then that means you have to go to New York. I want to live my whole life never going to New York.
I'm sorry, but this is kind of how shit works. If there's a monument that you want to see, you go to the monument.
But then if it's put this on, like, I'm never going to see Mount Rushmore. You know why? It's a fucking North Dakota, South, one of them motherfuckers.
And that's your loss then, right?
I guess so, but I mean, I'm never gonna see it.
This shit's, it's got to be in New York.
Like, no.
Where else? If it's not New York, where else should it be?
It should be in...
Don't worry, I'll wait.
West Virginia.
You fucking asshole. There's no reason for this shit to be in West Virginia.
They need Morgantown, West Virginia. That's where it should be.
Shut up, man. We need to have a hip-hop Hall of Fame. Why y'all keep doing this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shit? I don't really care.
Did you see the concert?
No!
And this shit was hilarious. T.I. came out there dressed in a fucking waist trainer.
Okay, now look, T.I. was trying to do the Tupac image.
Tupac has so many images. Why did you pick that one?
Hey, I can't argue with it.
You right there with your shirt on with a fucking bandana around your head.
But did you give Tupac flack when he wore that shit?
Hey, I gave Tupac flack when he sat in a bathtub with bubbles and shit. Yes, I gave Pac flack.
Hey, man, you better watch it, man. You know your boy gonna come after you.
Hey, man, Tupac, man, he was a legend, man. You don't disrespect. He was an actor. He did it. But yeah, but as far as T.I., man, come on, man. You pick a better costume than that, man. Come on, man. You could have came out there in a hockey jersey, a basketball jersey.
That Carl Kanai with the guests.
A Carl Kanai shit. You ain't have to wear the fucking the bustier. I bet you he had the matching bottom to go on too, man. Like, yeah, I don't.
You think it snapped at the bottom?
That man look like the madam at the whorehouse with that shit on, man.
Hey, man, T.I. go fuck with you, man. He already going back at the people on the internet for that shit.
Hey, man. Hey, I would love for T.I. to argue with me online. Thank you. Please, argue with me.
You don't want those problems, bro. T.I. got that vocabulary, man. 140 characters. It's going to be like two words.
Existentialism.
It's going to be two words. You're like, shit, he just got that off. yeah, so whatever. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't give a shit. This is the big news story of the week. Man forcibly removed from overbooked plane. So here's, y'all should know, like, unless you live in a fucking cave, David Dow was booked on a United flight that was overbooked. Allegedly, they're saying it was overbooked. They needed like four people to agree to get off. They got up to $800 to four people. Three people got off.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get another person to volunteer, so they selected one randomly. It happened to be Mr. David Dow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't seen the video that clearly shows where you can hear the exchange, but Dave wasn't having it. I need to be on this flight. I got to go. Next thing you know, he gets pulled. And, of course, the video I saw showed two guys that look like they're black pulling the brown guy off. And apparently they pulled him hard enough that he was knocked out and bleeding from the mouth.
Dow's not brown. He's yellow. But keep going.
Hey, if you're not white, you're brown. Fuck it. And they dragged him off the plane.
Yep.
Like on the cartoons when the motherfucker's knocked out and they grab you by the arms and drag you. That was him. David was pulled off the plane. The next day, United stock dropped. The day after that, the stock went back up. I'm just saying what it is. Here's the backstory that I've been hearing a lot lately. The flight wasn't necessarily oversold. They needed to get some crew members on so they could get to the next stop.
Yeah. They had to work.
Free.
To cover.
Free tickets.
But that's part of that. They say that's the small print on your tickets. Now, I understand Mr. Dow was a doctor and he had a surgery to do in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Lou is okay. Hope that wasn't his doctor. but he was like, no, I can't get off. I mean, now let's not add this random shit. Has this ever happened to you, Sol Ray?
No, I don't think. I've been on planes where they've asked you to volunteer to leave for extra money. I've never been one that's done it, so. But I've never seen anyone get dragged off a fucking plane.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I volunteer, I mean, I just want to know how much money can I get out of it. It's like, well, you give me, but it's not cash. It's probably going to be
it's a ticket. It's a voucher. So, for this particular plane, they said, hey, we got it to $800, which I would have took.
Yeah.
I'd have took $800. I mean, depending on where you're at, that's a trip. That's a round trip ticket to delay to the next flight. And if you parlay that, you know, maybe it's a couple flights. If you ain't got shit to do, you might have a couple free tickets.
Yeah.
But David, apparently this was too important for him. I don't know how you go to randomly picking people where they make you get off the plane.
I mean, if nobody volunteered, you're like, hey, we got to do this at random then.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's at random, I mean, it's like the lottery, man. Like, you know, you just got picked, man. Nigga like jury duty.
The problem is that you shouldn't be overbooking flights.
That is a problem, yes.
Yeah, if your policy is that you know that you need crew members that are going to fly on random flights, then sell up to 97% of the seats.
Yep.
And leave a couple seats open. so they can move wherever they need to go freely. Or have this shit booked to where if nobody takes the money, then the crew people got to get on another flight.
They got to be at the other place so they can go to work, man.
That's your fucking problem.
They short-staffed. They need you. You got to... That is weird, though. You in Tulsa, but you got to... I mean, I got to cover my shift in Chicago today. Like, what?
Yeah, I guess people call it sick, but you're an airline. You don't have a private jet to move crew members between places?
No, I got a fleet of jets I use. I'm telling you, man. I used to work at the airport, and I worked for Delta, and we had some dude, like... He would fly like a mechanic. Like he say, oh, I gotta go to Cincinnati. He'll fly to Cincinnati, get on the plane, fly to Cincinnati, and sometimes we had like a mechanic come in from somewhere. He'd be on the plane. This shit was crazy.
But yeah, if that's what you're doing, and that's possible, which I, you know, it makes sense for you to put people on the planes that are already going places. But you just don't need to sell more than the space you need.
True. That is just true.
It's fucking stupid. And I work in travel with my regular gig, and I have this conversation all the time. And there's no way, like, I'm a travel agent. I have no idea of knowing what's overbooked and what's not. When I can't sell any more space, that's it.
Yeah.
But what I don't know is if they put extra seats available for me to sell for you to try and get on the flight. I have no idea. Last week, there was some shit going down in Atlanta. Like, there was tornadoes or some shit, some warning going on.
Yep.
And it affected the entire country. So Delta's flights, if you were flying from Seattle to San Francisco, no flights. If you were flying from Florida to Boston, no flights. Delta was showing sold out all over the country because they were trying to move pilots to Atlanta to facilitate these people trying to get out. People were stuck in cities for 2 and 3 days.
Jesus.
On Delta, and they didn't want to buy a new ticket because that shit's expensive. You can't just buy a new ticket the day of or the day before travel and expect it to be cheap. So they were stuck. But you can't oversell this shit, man. Like, that's the policy that should be changed. It's the same thing for hotels. You might think you have a hotel reservation and you show up and they're like, I'm sorry, we overbooked. Good luck finding another. Now, hotels are usually a little bit more accommodating. They'll literally walk you over to the next hotel and cover your room at their rate or whatever. But a flight, ain't shit you can do about a flight. You ass out if that plane is sold out.
Damn.
That shit is fucked up, man. But the outrage has been, you know, striking, boycott United and shit like that. I have taken United flight once in my entire life. And that's it. Have you ever flown United?
No, man. Look, man, I haven't. Last time I flown on U.S. Airways.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a minute ago, man.
Yes. I haven't been on an airplane since in the 90s.
Yeah, that's that bullshit.
Need to get on a plane, man.
Now, I haven't looked at this one yet, so I'm going to take a look now. Hell no. The show you have on here all is fair or foul. Man denied a $100,000 jackpot because his friend is the one who pushed the button. What?
Okay. You want to watch the video? You mean to tell you what happened?
Tell me what happened.
All right, so this dude was at the casino,
right?
And he was playing like a little jackpot game or whatever, one of the, you know, games. So he had a little female companion with him, and for good luck, he said, hey, I want you to press the button. So she pressed the button, bam, they win $100,000. So when it was time to go get his money, he go gets his money, and they were like, nope. We looked at the camera. She's the one that hit the button, so we are awarding her the money. So they give her the money, and she don't give him shit. He gets mad, you know what I'm saying, about it. He sent her some threatening messages or whatever. So now she said, I was going to give him some of the money. Now he's getting none of the money. And I'm like, yo, like, hold up. Like, bitch, we going to court on this one. Because if you ain't putting no motherfucking money in the machine, that's my motherfucking, like, I'm beefing with the casino. Like, I ain't even taking her to court. I'm taking the casino to court. I'm like, yo, like, how's that fucking her shit? Like, if that would have been a baby hitting the shit, you wouldn't have gave the baby the money.
You know? So, I'm confused. So, was the chick his girl or what?
It was like his friend. It wasn't his girlfriend, but just like his friend.
So, it's your homegirl you went to Vegas with.
You
getting your gambling on. She hits the button. Y'all win. You go up to collect the money. They tell you, no, you didn't get shit. She gets it. And then what happens between there and now to where you don't agree to split the money? if that's your homegirl.
But my thing is, why do you think just because you hit the button, you don't deserve none of this? I'm like, yo, give me my money. Like, oh no, what you mean you give me some? Like, that's not yours, like, at all. Like, you didn't put no money in on this. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't care if you hit the button or not. So I've seen so many movies where the dude let the woman roll the damn dice. She don't get the fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, he might give her a couple little tokens and she go on. Like, I don't understand that. Because I bet you it's a lot of, like, bartenders and waitresses. Like, yo, I done did this plenty of times. Where the fuck my money at?
There's, you know what I'm saying? I don't buy the story. What I don't buy about the story is that this is his friend. I don't know too many friendships that I'm going to throw away for $100,000. Mm. So if y'all in this situation, this is a date. This was a Mr. Swipe Right situation where y'all was on Tinder some shit. Y'all was in Vegas. This might have been an escort. Whatever y'all was doing, y'all wasn't tight. And you won the money and she was like, okay, fuck it. You can get it. When they told her she wins the money, she said, I'm keeping it all. Because the idea of splitting the money with you is some bullshit. That's some shit that you say to somebody who's not your friend. Mm. If I'm with a chick, she put her money in, I press the button, and we win, but they say it goes to me, I'm not going to say, okay, well, we'll split it. I'm going to ask you, what the fuck was I supposed to get? You my friend. I hit the button. Here's your money. What am I getting? But I'm not going to say I'm going to split your winnings between us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like bullshit to me. So I think that old girl, what's her name, Jan Flato?
It sounds like an old fucking hustler name.
Hey, man, this is also on World Star Hip Hop, so who knows what
the fuck. Oh, Jan Flato is the man's name.
What?
He was $66. He was feeding cash into the $50 a spin double top dollar machine at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Fort Lauderdale.
His name was Jan?
Yeah, his name was Jan.
Shit.
You never met a dude named Jan before?
No.
Okay.
You met a dude named Jan?
Of course.
Where?
He was white, of course. Jan is a dude, a white boy name, man. Like, yeah.
I never heard Jan. That's some weird shit.
He said at one point he let his friend Marina Navarro push the button for luck, the site reported. And she was a charm. The machine bells and whistles went off and Flato assumed he was the one in the money. Wrong. Shout out to Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy said the casino officials. Wrong. Who reviewed surveillance footage to confirm which one had the Midas touch? It was Navarro, 35. So Jan is 66. Navarro's 35.
That's all the fuck I need to hear.
Hold up. We're going to keep going. They said the person who pushes the slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins the jackpot, said Seminole spokesperson. And Flato lost not only jackpot but his friend too. Navarro reportedly asked armed security to keep an eye on his as she walked away with her big payout. Damn. I said, Marina, what are you doing? She gets up and walks out, Flato said. Weeks later, Flato claims Navarro texts him, still hate me? He responded, how could you do that to me? The furious Flato offers up this tip to fellow slot players. Don't ever let them touch the button. Don't ever let them touch anything for luck because they can do what Marino did to me. Navarro says she offered Flato some of the winnings but claims after receiving allegedly threatening texts, all bets were off.
That's not, they weren't friends, bruh. This is a paid bitch that he was fucking or this is a little hookup that he got off the internet or some shit. That's not his friend. She's half your age too. This might have been a back page hookup.
Damn.
That's not his friend, bruh. The fact that she said, I was going to offer you some of the winnings, but since you acted this way, I ain't giving you shit. That's not your friend. They weren't friends. And he can't tell you what the real story is because he bought that bitch. He paid for that pussy. And you apparently paid $100,000. Hopefully you got the ass. Because you got the shit now, bro.
Shit, she done went and got the people on him. It's like, yo, help walk me up out of here.
That shit is all bad, bro. What is that?
Oh, man, I was reading the story, man. Some
the little ad popped up.
Yeah, you know, on the news sites, the fucking, like, I'm like, I didn't want to see this video. Like, they just getting forced on the internet, man. Like, they you go to some sites, they be like, yo, turn off your ad block if you want to read this shit. I'm like, God damn, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
they're bosses, man. Tell you what the fuck is going to happen.
Shit, Adobe, like, Chrome stopping with the Adobe thing now, man. Like, what's going on? Like,
Hey, man, it's out there, man. The net, man. Good luck with that shit, bro. That's all I can say. The internet is, it's about to be over. Once YouTube is offering that TV like we talked about last week, it's a wrap. Your bill's about to go up.
I was on YouTube, and I tried to click on the video. This shit said $1.99. I said, whoa, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, so they have shows and shit. You can watch episodes of Martin and all that shit on YouTube, but you got to pay for it.
I said, what kind of shit is this?
You got to pay for it. And to me, it's $2. Like, it's not a lot of money, but it's the principle.
It adds up. Like, shit, I can watch 20 episodes of Martin, nigga. You got $40 from me. I can round about the box set of the whole fucking everything.
There you go. There you go, man. This is an interesting story, I guess. I feel like they're making more of it than it really is. So McDonald's is offering Snap locations.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a little hyperlink. You click on it. You tell a little story about yourself. I mean, it's Snapchat.
No, you put it on your Snapchat.
So what
does it has the McDonald's filter, right?
Right.
And then it shows you how you look in a McDonald's interview. I mean, in a uniform. And then you, like, sell yourself. And you send it to them.
Right. So, but you still is. From what I know, you're still clicking on some fucking hyperlink or some shit like that to do it. And then it's you talking for 10 seconds for them to send you an application. So the idea is that it's going to make people more interactive, because some people go do this shit just because. Yeah. Right? It's somebody cursing on the Snap application right now. Hey, fuck all these burgers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to piss all in the burgers. Somebody's saying that shit. They're probably still going to get an application. The funny thing,
sell hot dogs so I can put my dick in the bun.
They gonna say that, and then they still don't get an application, because this is not, you're not getting hired or fired. This is just getting people excited about some shit and trying it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you still can get an application that you have to fill out like normal, but it's interesting to bring the technology to it. My question is, we've seen people lose jobs because of social media posts. And Snapchat is where you're probably the most ratchet because it disappears.
Yep.
Why would you link a possible employer to your Snapchat?
That's mistake number one. Like, I went to apply for this job. They said I had to have a LinkedIn page. I said, what kind of bullshit is that? Like, I don't have nothing to put on LinkedIn. So why would I have a LinkedIn? Like, no.
The more they get linked to your social media, this is all bad.
Yeah, like, I just don't want to be like, why do my job, like, man, that shit's weird. Like, why do they want to know so much about you? Like, that's, no, man. Like, I don't have none of that. I tell them, quick, you don't have a Facebook? No. Everyone has a Facebook.
It's weird, because I know I probably mentioned this before, but a lot of people will. So a lot of my gym folks are putting up stories and shit, and they're tagging me, my personal page, in the story. So what happens is people recognize the name, and then they'll send me a friend request. I'm talking about people I've literally talked to once or twice.
Oh, my God.
And so I guess people use Facebook differently.
Yes.
If you're on Facebook, they feel like they should be part of your page. And then these people will never speak to you.
Yeah.
I don't really fuck with Facebook like that. I want people that I actually rock with on my Facebook page.
Yeah. Like, I can say I know everybody on my Facebook. Like, I'm not friends with, well, I take that back. Because that is, but a couple of people, like, internet, I know through, like, you know, old girl, that your friend from St. Louis. I don't know how me and her became friends, but I guess because we used to comment so much on these.
Who?
What's her name? Candace Nicole or something like that?
Yeah. Well, she lived in Atlanta, too.
Oh.
So y'all might have multiple connections.
Mm-mm. Just you.
That's weird. That's weird. That shit is weird to me. Like, I got a homie that just sent me a friend request too, because he knows somebody that I fuck with, but we don't know. Like, it's weird to me, man.
Yeah, like, I don't know her. She don't know me, but we always used to comment on your shit, so we became friends.
But you had that interaction before, right?
It was just so much. Like, we was always commenting through you, like, you know, some post or something. So then, I don't know who sent it. Probably me. On a Thursday night, I sent it.
It seems, and maybe I'm the weird one, you know what I'm saying? But it seems odd to me to send a friend request to somebody just because you kind of know them or you kind of recognize them. Mm-hmm. If you don't fuck with them. Because mm-hmm. I don't really give a shit about what you're doing in your life, that I don't need to follow it. Mm-hmm. And then if you add somebody as a friend and then y'all don't talk, why did you fucking send me the request? I don't get that shit, man. I don't get that at all. This shit is very weird to me.
So what you need to do is, all right, just do your Lift Heavy page. Just let them tag you in that shit. Be like, yo, this is...
But the way it's set up is that you can't tag a business page from your personal page. It doesn't allow, like mobile, it doesn't allow you to tag that way. Now, you might be able to do it on the desktop.
Oh, no, no, no. Mobile, I think you got to, can you?
Mobile, you can't. Mobile, you can't.
Let me see. I'm going to do it real quick. So I'm just going to check.
Because I've tried to tag other, I've even tried to tag other businesses from my mobile. And mobile doesn't, it's not, it doesn't seem to be that intuitive.
Yeah, it lets you do it.
It won't let me do that shit. Maybe I need to update my app.
What is it? Ad Lift Heavy?
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about like in the story or just in the status?
Like just in the status.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll let you or do it.
If they post up pictures and some shit like that, it seems like it won't let you do it. But for whatever reason, they're tagging my personal page. I guess because they know me and it's just easy to do it that way. But then these motherfuckers will go ahead and then I'll get random friend requests. Like... It's a chick that bought a hat for me. She's not even in the country anymore. We never talked face to face. She sent me a message. I want a hat. I dropped the hat off at the gym. She bought the hat. The end of the story. And now she's traveling the world. She sent me a friend request on my personal page. Why? Like all my workout shit is on my business page. Why are you sending? We're not. Look, just because you bought something for me doesn't mean we're friends.
It's business.
It is business, man. And we fuck with each other. That's another one. But if I don't know what your voice sounds like, why are you sending me a friend request?
Hey, man.
So anyway, we got all the way there.
Motherfuckers at the job be sending me friend requests. I'm like, yo, like this one little weird dude. I'm like, why the fuck? Like, I don't, like, bro, like, I don't know, man. Yeah, some certain people, I just can't, nah, man.
And it's weird because they all that shit, like the whole universe is tied together. So you'll fuck around with somebody on Instagram and it'll show up in your suggested feed for Facebook. You ever seen that shit?
Hell yeah. Nigga, the fuck? When I see some that siders on my Facebook thing, I was like, oh. I was like, you from that site. Like, why you on my friend, like people you should know. I was like, that's such and such.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, and I'm real weird about my worlds colliding anyway, because I feel like, you know, you fuck with a person the way you fuck with them. I don't need to know other stuff about you.
Yeah.
I don't need to know your Instagram if we not fuck with each other like that. I don't need to know your Facebook, Instagram's enough, or your Snapchat. That kind of shit is cool. But when it's somebody I follow on Instagram and then it shows up in my suggested feed, I block them. Damn. It's not personal, but I don't want to know. I'm good with your Instagram shit. I'm good with your Facebook shit. I don't need to, you know, people join pages and start different pages and different groups and they send out those mass invites. Why? I don't fuck with you like that. I don't give a shit about you going to the chili party Saturday.
I hate when motherfuckers add me to these little stupid ass groups on Facebook. I'll be like, yo, I delete them shit so quick, man. I'm like, I can see if it's a group where you're gonna post shit and then, you know, I might be active in it, but if I see ain't no activity, I'm like, yo, I'm out. Like, what the fuck? I don't need no extra shit on here.
Shit is crazy, man. So the idea of doing a snap location for it, especially a job like McDonald's. Let me not shit on McDonald's too much, but that's a young people's job.
Yeah.
If you out here in these streets and you're going to put your social media on some shit like this, you asking to get fired. ASAP Rocky. You asking to get fired. So I don't know about that shit, man. But anyway, man, you want to get to your Keep It 100?
Oh, man, Keep It 100 this week. Wrote it down. All right, man. So I was looking at the news the other day, and they had a story about a girl that ran out on the plastic surgery bill.
Damn.
Yeah, it's that real out here in these streets, man. Chicks is running out on Dr. Miami. Like, I mean, it was wild, and I just think that I just seen a lot of bullshit on TV this week that kind of not made me look at black women different, because I know there is not a representation of black women, but a certain sect of black women. Mm-hmm. Like, I was watching Love and Hip Hop, and I know it's all TV, but the fact that a girl sleeping with this woman husband, getting money from him, and she was referring to him as her side piece, when I'm like, he married. Mm-hmm. You the side piece. You tell me some. You didn't extort him for about $20,000. You was like, yo, give me some money or I'm going to tell your wife. So she asked him for like $70,000 to open up a club. And if he ain't giving her money, she was going to tell her wife. But what she already fucked up was she went and told some big mouth girl, some girl that hates his wife and they got problems. You telling her that you fucking her husband. So what you think she did? First thing she did when she seen her, told her. And then now your whole little plan blew up. Man, like he, you know, like whatever. But still, that's not cool. Fucking another man, fucking another woman's man, or fucking another nigga's woman. That shit is not cool. I don't understand why niggas think that cool. Why it's cool? Like I don't want to fuck somebody that's fucking with somebody every day. Like that shit is not. Nah, she probably sucked his dick in the last 24 hours. So he probably ate her pussy in the last 24 hours. And you fucking somebody else's man, you thinking that shit cool? Like you might be getting something out of it, but it's just
I've never understood that. Like when they have the conversation and the dude will be like, yo, you know, what's going on, man? I think you're attractive, whatever, spit the game, and she say, I got a man, and the dude responds, well, can't you have friends? Yeah. Why are you doing that?
You still, cause you just want to be that, still had that foot in the door.
You want to be able to, you know, wait for him to fuck up.
Yeah, like I don't want no girl that's fresh out fucking with a nigga. Like, nah, good. Like, yo, like, nah, like I don't know, man. That shit weird. Like, niggas that like that shit, fucking other niggas' girls. Like, that shit is weird as fuck, my nigga.
And dudes are not rational. I've got a good friend who got his ass whooped blindly in the club because he was friends with a dude's girl. And when I say friends, I mean legit ass friends. But he just didn't know this motherfucker. So it was like, you know, motherfucker came back in town. Was like, yo, I'm in town. Let's kick it. I guess he saw the message and saw the dude and whooped his ass blindly in the club. Snuck him.
Damn.
Whooped his ass. And he's like, what the fuck happened? That kind of shit. Because dudes are aggressive like that. Like, that's, you didn't even teach. That's not even teaching a lesson. Because you ain't even let the motherfucker know who you was and no shit. We just had to put the pieces together. Man, y'all got to do better, man. How did you get here from the plastic surgery bill?
Because it was just like a whole stuff I seen this week. And it was this. It was going to be Love and Hip Hop and this. But I just,
you just put it
see
together.
Too much of this. Yeah, women and just like glorifying fucking somebody else's man. Like that shit was just weird. Like I was just like, how could you go? Like, it's just weird.
Here's my question as you got it on the outline. How do you run out on a plastic surgery bill? If your ass got fixed or your titties got fixed,
yeah.
How do you run out on the bill?
Exactly. If you just, so I think she was getting consultation and she ran out before because she still had like the little shit on, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just ran out, but she wasn't like fresh surgery, you know, because you ain't moving. Like, you ain't running nowhere.
Right. And it's not like most of the time, it's not like this shit is covered by your insurance. So they're looking for the payment up front or your financing or credit card up front.
And I think she was using a stolen credit card.
Oh,
that's
well,
what I'm saying. It was some shit like that.
Yeah. Why do people I understand why people still do it, but I'm not a criminal, so I don't get it.
I'm not doing it in person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing it in person. If I was going to be that type of nigga, like, I'm not showing up to no mall, you know what I'm saying, trying to buy nothing with a stolen credit card.
Right, like, it's federal time.
Camera time. So, I mean, yeah, I use a credit card and get that shit sent in the fucking mail somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit, bun that motherfucker up in one day and get that shit sent to, like, 4 or 5 different addresses.
I guess some people just ain't cut off for crime. And Mr. Jack Swaggles, myself, I'm not. I'm not that dude. Like, if you get away with it one time, that's the end. That's it. I have some friends when I worked in Atlanta that was in some bullshit. And, hey, I pulled the trigger on the deal and some shit happened and it was good for me. My other friend that was doing it, he kept doing it. When the investigation came down and they caught that motherfucker, he tried to say I was in on it. I was like Craig from fucking Friday. I smoked one little piece of joint with you. The fuck is you talking about? And I'm talking about it was a big issue. I'm in here talking to the motherfucking owner of the company and the cop.
Man.
This motherfucker said you did this and this and this. Nigga, I wasn't even there that day. So did you do it? Nope. Did you see him do it? I ain't seen shit. I still ain't snitch on that motherfucker. Because I don't want to be, hey, I ain't seen nothing. Well, he said you did it. Well, fuck him. I ain't did shit and I ain't seen shit. I still ain't forgave that dude for this shit now. And he added me on Facebook before, too. Fuck out of here, man. I just ain't the one, man. I ain't cut out for crime at all, bro. I'm not the one, man. You got your winners and losers this week?
Oh, man. My winners this week, man. Russell Westbrook for putting up a fucking video game type season. Some shit you only see on 2K. This is one of the records I thought I'd never see broken in my lifetime. It's a couple records I know they'll never be broken, like Cal Ripken, consecutive game streak, that'll never be broken. Mm-hmm. Ty Cobb wins, that'll never be broken. Emmitt Smith rushing yard record will never be broken. Jerry Rice, a couple of his records will never be broken. But this record here was like a triple-double for the season. Like, that shit is fucking amazing, man.
We're talking about a season that's much longer than it was before.
Yeah, 82 games. You averaging fucking, like, that shit is fucking amazing. And so, get that nigga the MVP award. He deserve it. Like, that shit, I don't give a fuck what nobody else say. Well, his team ain't winning. Harden, man, fuck that, man. No, man lead the league in scoring and average a triple-double. Like, come on.
And let's not forget, this is a point guard.
Point guard.
He's averaging double digits in rebounds?
Yes.
Man, we're not talking about steals, assists, and points. We're talking about rebounds.
A team that Kevin Durant left.
Bruh.
They still made the playoffs.
Which means that everybody that plays, you know, you're the one to watch. And you still putting up a triple-double.
He just getting stats up with him and nobody cares. It's just like Kevin Love. Man, stop. Kevin Love was winning like 13 games.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, if that's what it was, how come no one else has done it?
Exactly. That's my whole thing.
As LeBron is, he's never done this shit.
Man, so you telling me my homeboy? So you telling me LeBron James can't average a triple double? I said he probably could, but that means his team probably won't be winning. I said, but he didn't do it.
He hasn't done it yet. So fuck the what he could do. He hasn't done it.
Yeah, Russell did it.
Russell did it and played 80 games out of 82.
He played 81, I think. Might be 81.
Christ, man, look, props. He missed one game. Props, man. Who else your winner for this week?
Corey Holcomb is my other winner this week. I watched the 5150 show this week.
Oh,
I think show. It was Ari Spears was on it, and Ari Spears was like the most bitter, hating ass nigga I seen in a minute, man.
Like just that night, or you mean in general in his life?
I mean, he was just bitter as hell.
So you're saying that this is new?
Oh, I didn't know. I mean, it had been the last week.
No, what I'm saying is that to you, this was the first time you've seen him bitter and hating.
Hell yeah. Like, because I never really watched an interview with just him. You know what I'm saying?
Aries is a very, very bitter motherfucker.
I mean, super bitter. And the way he was just like, yo. Because, you know, he be getting all upset with the people in the comments. Then he goes talking about I make $2 million a year. So if you make $2 million a year, my nigga, why is you up here crying? Like, yo, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then he was dick riding Corey so much. Like, I know Corey was like, yo, what the fuck is up with this man? Like, Corey, you know I rock with you. You know what I'm saying? If you give me a knife, I'm stabbing nigga. But I'm just like, I mean, you my top five. This and that. And I was just like, man. So allegedly, they say Zoe punched the nigga. I wish they would have showed it. I want to see video of it.
Yeah, so that's one of my guilty pleasures. One of the few things that I keep up with is the 5150 show. I haven't seen it yet this week because I usually save it for Saturday or Friday when I'm working as the backdrop. Mm-hmm. Zoe is a cool-ass dude. Zoe and Corey are tight. Corey's been one of the realest motherfuckers to me. He might say some shit that sounds weird, but he's usually hitting the nail on the head. His antics might be a little bit different, but Corey's my nigga.
He remind me of a younger. He remind me of how King Jern gonna be when he get old and shit. I was like, damn, man. He said some shit. I was like, I said that shit on the show one time, man. That nigga, I agree with this nigga, man.
If you watch it, it'll become your like. If you keep watching, that's gonna be your shit. Cause y'all are a lot alike with the things y'all say. But Ari Spears, I've never like after the whole Mad TV shit, and he ran off and did his own thing and never really blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started seeing him because they always go to him for his. his opinion on other comics, and it's never positive. It's like every time he's on the mic, he hating on somebody ass. He hating on fucking Tony Rock. He hating on Kevin Hart. Like that motherfucker, that's what he does.
He was like, yo, like D-Ray, every time I see him, I be like, yo, man, let's work together. He be like, yeah, he with it. But then when I call him, you know, when he answer your phone, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, what is it something about me? I mean, you say you want to work, you know what I'm saying? But when I call you, you don't want to do nothing. I was just like,
it very possibly is something about you.
Like, yeah, Corey said, man, sometimes niggas just don't want to fuck with you. Like he said, it's so rough, man. I was just like, whoa.
Corey might have brought him on there to air him out. Because Corey, hey, he's kind of that dude.
Hey, look, right before Zoe swung on him, Corey was just like, hey, man. I mean, look, I'm your nigga, dog. If you got something to say, man, get it off your chest. Like he told Zoe that. That's what Zoe was just like, yo, you shut the fuck up. He just got so aggressive. He was like, you've been all day long. You've been talking. Can nobody tell you something? And then he was like, man, you ain't nothing but light skinned nigga. You ain't gonna do. He was like, Zoe took his glasses off. I said, uh-oh, shit finna get real. Nigga done took his glasses off, boy. I was like, uh-oh.
Hey, motherfucker, Zoe is from the area. You know what I'm saying? So he's not, he a light skinned cat, but Zoe got a little, he got a little street history, man.
Exactly what he was saying. He was just like, yo, man, like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, he got a little street history with him. So I've seen Zoe went into it. You remember Louis Dix? You know the comedian named Louis Dix?
The name sounds familiar.
You probably know him for some. He got a Whispers mustache, too. Older dude. He used to do a lot of the warm-up for TV shows, The Cosby Show and shit like that. But anyway, him and Zoe got into it because Louis Dix got married, had kids, and his wife left him. She cheated on him with another dude and left him. But Louis Dix has always been the one that's on the high horse preaching to you how you're supposed to raise a family. And so Zoe has kids, but he's not married. And Lou took issue with that one day and was like, how can you say your way is the right way when you ain't been married? You're not doing it the right way. And that set Zoe off. He was like, how the fuck you gonna call your way the right way when it didn't work for you, nigga? He said, you're a failure at happiness. I said, God, like that sound bite right there, bro. You're a failure at happiness. Shit.
He fucked
Louis up. Lou ain't came back from that shit yet.
Man, it was heavy on the Obama slander. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Corey is not an Obama fan at all.
Oh, man, neither one of them are.
Yeah, Zoe has slowly come over to that side. Like, Zoe's been kind of critical, but since he's been fucking with Corey heavy about that, Corey don't fuck with Obama at all. Corey actually calls Obama gay.
Yeah, he's Obama gay. He's Obama fuck dudes. I said, I was
so hard. So that's the shameless plug for the millions
and millions
of people who listen to our show. Make sure you check out the 5150 show, man. Dope shit. Oh,
you stream or some shit like that.
You stream and you catch the replay. The video goes up on Wednesdays on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I watch it at, man. Winners and losers this week. I feel like I'm supposed to have winners and losers, but I really don't. Like, because I don't think about it to the last minute. I guess a winner would be Marshawn Lynch trying to come back and get paid to play about 8 games. That's all he's going to play. 8 games. He said it's going to be with the Raiders, but it might end up being with the Patriots. And if he plays for the Patriots, he's my loser this week. So that's
what it is. Queen Germ, you want to say something to the people? I think you Queen Germ here, everybody, man. She'll be
hello ahead. To the millions.
And millions.
We just did that, but you know. You was at least your wavelength was right, though.
Yeah.
She's going to be here for the 420 show next week. It's going to be, gonna be a high time. Did you have any winners and losers this week?
Oh yeah, I guess it was the day for the Corys because I have a Corey. I can't give his last name for, you know,
obvious reasons.
You know,
okay,
trouble. But yeah, had a brawl go down at the job today.
Damn. A brawl, they're
niggas
fighting,
niggas scrapping at the job.
Wow. And,
one nobody person left in handcuffs.
Nobody
the other one left in the ambulance.
Ambulance.
Damn. So,
yeah.
Nobody got video footage of this?
Nobody got video footage.
Come on, man.
I mean, it was like 60 students out there.
Oh, and somebody got footage of this then.
Somebody should have footage, but ain't nobody letting us get it yet.
It's in the group chat.
So, yeah.
So this is like the movie Fist Fight?
Yes, it was a movie Fist Fight on a college campus.
Yeah. A tooth got broken.
A tooth got broken.
Tooth got chipped, nose got broken.
Damn.
I hope that's the person that went in the ambulance.
Yeah, you a whole grown man out here fighting at your job, man.
Yep, and then the person who got beat up was the one who ran up in the other dude's face.
Of course, that's how it always goes.
I feel it was a setup because nobody runs up in your face and you that angry that you don't even defend yourself when somebody punches you, so you just lay back and let somebody beat you down.
No.
Ran up in their face.
Sometimes people just don't fucking know how to fight and they haven't been in that situation, so they don't know.
Now, think about it, though. He was just like, yo, I can get this motherfucker in trouble if I run up on him and I don't hit him. He beat me the fuck up. He out of here.
And that's what I feel like is what happened.
That's a lot of ass whooping to take just to get somebody up out of job.
Hey, and what color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
They are bona fide, certified niggas.
I mean,
nobody else does the things that they do at this job.
I'm not gonna link you to that, but I'm definitely cutting that soundbite out, and I'm using that at some other point in this show. In the history of this show, we will hear they were niggas. 117 in, I believe that was. I'm making sure I get that shit. That was beautiful. I love it. I love it. Hey man, y'all got to do better with your job. What was the last time you fought somebody at one of your jobs, Jern?
I ain't never fought nobody at the job.
I don't think I never fought nobody at the job, man.
Because you understand it's your fucking job.
Yeah, it's my job. Yeah. Like, I mean, nah, I'm not fighting at the job. No. I'm trying to think.
These couldn't have been faculty like teachers.
One was.
Really?
Yeah, and the other one was the building supervisor, and it's a lot of scandal going on around there, but yeah. They've been trying to get at this man for a while, and they got him to act up today. So
who got beat up? The faculty or the
somewhat faculty? Because he has.
Oh yeah, I should have known. Yeah, when the building supervisor ain't know. He just
the nigga walking around.
Yeah,
there.
Nigga.
Yeah.
He's keep moving down refrigerators.
Yeah,
and shit
like
you.
Wow. Yeah, man.
That man ain't taking no L's.
Yeah, not for no faculty. We know no fucking dude brush his hair backwards. Ain't got no edge, nigga. Like, yeah.
And then you run up and you show. I'm like way shorter than the dude. It's like you looking at his chest, but you running up on him talking trash,
God.
And you expected any other outcome.
Damn,
shit. I was just hoping dude would have walked away, but it got real.
He wasn't gonna let that little nigga get his rep kicked in. He ain't give a fuck. See, that's the thing, man.
I'm like, not gonna lose to a nigga in Dockers, bro.
Yeah, he's like, yo, nigga, these fucking, fucking pants with these seams and ain't about to whoop my ass. Like,
yo, this is some goddamn topsiders. It's not gonna happen, bro. You're not whooping my ass in those hush puppies.
You got your shirt tucked in. You ain't about to whoop me. Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here with that plaid shirt, motherfucker. You taking this L, nigga.
Hey, bitch, you got a lab coat on. You is not about to look like
hey, motherfucker, put your purse down for you run up on me, bro.
That bitch got a laptop bag on you.
And then I think that's what they got into it about.
Oh, shit.
missing his two external hard drives that was in his computer bag. Oh. He's trying to say corporate shit.
Nigga, what is that? Nigga, I don't know what that is, nigga. Like, external hard drive? What the fuck? What?
Like, man, you get
where
that
you parking
shit over
at?
There.
I don't know.
Man, you go over there to the library and get you another one. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
man,
I know
like
you better get out of my face, bro.
Yeah.
The fuck you gonna do, man? What the fuck you gonna do? I tell you what, let me put down my bag. Hold on. Put down my bag. I tell you what, that was it.
You can tell the people bye. I know you got a dip. I mean,
all right, people.
Take it easy, Queen Germ. Have a good one. Thank you for showing up. Be ready for next week.
Get your AKA. I gotta get my AKAs together.
Yeah, because we can't.
AKA
have...
King Germ, side piece.
Side piece.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Main thing.
Main thing, yeah. Don't ever...
I gotta be all of them, though. I gotta be your main thing, your side piece, all that.
I got you. You know, keep going. See, the easy thing, we can't do a show without sexual innuendo, and you prove that he's right.
What? That I can say you, man, please be easy, can kiss me. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
That's the boss, man. You can't.
Yeah, that was it. I stopped.
Yeah,
I calmed down.
You get
my
your
bad.
Check. You already got your check canceled already.
My bad.
Speaking of which, did you ever get your check? He said he sent it.
No, I don't think he has my address.
Same story.
Okay.
But our address is the same.
Well, apparently that's what it is. He sent it to the same place, but it's the wrong address.
Damn. I've been waiting on mine, too. You got yours yet, Saul?
Come on, man. That nigga ain't never paid me, bruh.
Damn it, man.
Ain't ever paid me. All the money I ever get is from Jern.
Damn.
Bees ain't never paid me, man.
I just be like, yo, I got to front it. I mean, I got to float it until one day, man, we get that check, man.
All right, man. I was going to order some shirts.
Questions. All right. Somebody came to us, right? Like, some fucking, like, yo, we give you $100,000 for Nappy Afro. What would you do?
Well, first of all, the decision ain't up to me.
I'm just saying, no. What would you say? Nigga, why not? It's all right.
Good, I'm not the founder.
Nigga, founder,
my ass. It's two founders. Y'all the founders. Man. Y'all the founders. I'm a trustee.
You a high-ranking official.
I'm a trustee.
Amen.
I'm fine with that. I'm a trustee. It's not my decision. But $100,000, I think they got to give us more money than that.
Oh, okay.
I think our intellectual property is worth more than that.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
Oh, I mean, look, Beezy would, you know, him, he would be like, hell yeah, it'll be gone. But $100,000, I mean, you know.
Now, so here's the question. Is $100,000, I guess it would go to the four main trustees? Is it an equal split? You can be honest. I'm not offended.
Probably not. I mean, it'd probably be like me and you would probably have the same amount of stake. And then, you know, GQ had a smaller stake just because, you know, he's GQ. He's a
little front now. Beezy would get like 50.
Yeah, Beezy get like 47. You know, he'd get, because since, you know, he technically do the most.
I don't argue with that at all.
And yours would be, me and yours would be about the same. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, yeah.
For the record, I believe that Germ should get a bigger stake. He's one of the founders. I came along for the ride. Germ does, I mean, for, this is 252. For at least 200 of these, you've done the outline. So I'm just saying, Germ should get a bigger stake.
It'll be like, 40, 25, 25.
That's 90.
And then
10. GQ, and he would flip the shit out of that 10. Like, that'd be awesome.
He's spending on fucking pots and pans and spices.
So dope ass suits and suits and smoking jackets and shit. No.
I bought this new stove, man. You gotta see it. Set up fucking bananas, man. It was.
But he buy a very sensible ass car. It'd be like a 95 Accord.
I flew to India, bought 2 ounces of this spice that you can only find in this village right outside of Bombay. It's like called Tiger Claw or something. Oh man.
You can only use it once a year. It has to be on the third full moon. The second trimester. I can only use a sprinkle.
Yeah. You have to roast it for 24 hours before you
saute, and it can only be used on the finest shrimps and fishes.
And GQ be cooking up like a motherfucker. I'd be like, damn, boy, you eating all this shit by yourself, nigga? I'm surprised that nigga ain't fat as shit.
I don't know how, my taste buds aren't developed enough to want that kind of shit that he wants.
Yeah. I was just like, I tried. Like, that little shrimp shit he made the other night, I tried. But once he started throwing all that other shit in there, I was like, whoa, Blue. Like, I ain't eat, first of all, the salmon. I know you cooking this shit. I'm not eating no fucking fish. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Sorry. Damn. Nah. No.
Like, one of your best sources
right now. Man, fuck that shit, dog. Like, fish got bones in it, my nigga. I can't fuck with that shit, man. Like, man, I'm scared to catch it. Man, I heard ain't no such thing as boneless fish, because it's bone and everything. I bought some whiting one time, my nigga.
Bro, you ain't never had fish.
Hell no, nigga. Oh, man. No, bro, I don't eat fish.
Oh, you don't eat it, period.
Unless it come from, like, Captain D's or something, because I know it ain't no bones in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, but if you were somebody, I'd have been 1,000 fish fries, ain't never ate no motherfucking fish before.
That's crazy. So what are you getting at the fish fry?
Ain't shit. They better have something else.
Hey, you watching everybody else.
Yeah, I eat the hush puppies, I eat the slaw, I eat the beans, I eat all the sides, man. I get full up. Hopefully I'll be like, yo, man, like, they have some fries or something, you know what I mean? It just depends. Like, but if they ain't got shit else, then I just eat sides and shit. Like, I don't eat no motherfucker, but I'm not eating no fish, man. Like, but if you go to Captain D's, Long John Silver's, or fish, like, if I know 100% sure there ain't no bones in this fish, I eat it. But if it's like some, nah, nigga. Like,
with salmon, I mean, depending on how you source your salmon and shit, it doesn't necessarily have bones in it.
And that shit just look weird, nigga. I'm not eating no salmon, bro. Sorry.
God damn.
I eat tuna fish. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make some tuna, but it got to be like tuna fish, like a, almost like a casserole salad. Like, you got, not like casserole, but like pasta. You got to have pasta in it.
Wait, none of the tuna out the can?
Yeah, I eat tuna out the can, but it's got it. But if you make it up, it got to have pasta in it. It can't just be tuna and fucking egg and I ain't gonna eat that shit. So, you got to have pasta in it.
So, like a tuna sandwich. You never had a tuna sandwich?
Fuck no.
Wow, this is a different nigga right here.
Nah, bro, I just don't, man. Fit, man. I tell you, man. normal. My grandma got a bone stuck in her throat one time when I was a kid, bro. And that shit just fucked with me, nigga. I said, I'm never going to eat. She had to get that shit removed, nigga. Like, I said, I'm not never eating no goddamn fish, man. Like, fuck that shit, nigga. Cause I eat fish every fucking day, nigga.
I don't blame you, man. I got texture issues, and I can't fuck with, you know. If I'm having a burger, and, you know, sometimes they don't ground that shit up enough, and it'll be a bone in that motherfucker. Sandwich is done.
I forgot to live in Texas, nigga. I said, where the fuck you getting bones in a hamburger meat? Nigga?
Ground beef. Like, you never had ground beef with bones?
Hell no.
You do know that that's beef that's ground up, right? Like, that's the technical name.
Yeah.
So they throw that shit in there, and sometimes there's bones in that bitch.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never had no bone in my shit.
And ground beef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have, like, it, bit into one or something like
that. That motherfucker's hard as hell. Damn, they break your teeth.
Yeah,
and he,
Yeah.
And he, like, fuck it. So, yeah, like, once I get one of those, I'm like, all right, this whole sandwich ain't worth a fuck. I got to throw it out. But, yeah, I don't know how people eat. They eat sardines, and that's the whole fish with the bone and all.
Yeah, I can't eat no sardines, boy. Hell nah.
No, I don't get that shit.
That's the struggle. That's the struggle meal for real right there on eating the fucking sardines, nigga.
You stink up the whole house, bro.
Nah, man, then they be in that little stinking-ass sauce, that oily-ass.
Yeah, man, that shit is terrible, man. Are we talking about food again, so it must be time to wrap up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it'd be easy. Like, God damn it, they ruined a fucking good show.
You want to get your shout-outs, man, so we can get up out of here?
Oh, man, shout-out to the staff, man. Be Easy, GQ Blues, all right, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to all the motherfuckers that fuck with us every week, man. Ruler myself, Dr. Abrasive. We got to get Dr. Abrasive on the show, bro.
Hey,
I mean, that's got to happen.
Set it up.
That's got to happen. Baby J from B More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Anybody else to fuck with us? MJ Money 9S, you still a bitch.
Damn, wait, he's been good all year.
Yeah, I had to do it for old time's sake, God, man. Damn. I mean, I felt. It was what the game been missing. He appreciated that shit. He probably like, yo, man, the nigga Jern still care, man. Like,
you made his day by calling him a bitch.
Yeah, I made his day, man. He was like, yo, nigga did that shit. That's my nigga, man. So he,
hey, man, this
yo, anybody else fuck with the show, man? My dog CJ just fell through, man. We're about to roll up some of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how it is.
81.
Hey, do what you got to do, man. I appreciate you for doing another show, man. This is episode 252 in the books with your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, yesterday, and forever. And CJ.
Oh, yeah.
The homie that gives a street cred. We're going to holler at y'all next week on another episode of the Frocast. We up out this thing. Peace.
Peace.
Good shit, man. You might as well just sit on the episode one of these times, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to, man. I'm going to have to start, you know what I'm saying, put some input in.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it, bro.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.